Mr. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, born 9/13/55. Today is 12/31/2022. Mr. Nichols is a, 67-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension. History of HEOH abuse, BPH, whom about December 15th of this year was taken to the emergency room with a long-standing wound on his left, on his right shoulder, which had been going on for some 6 months prior to evaluation in the emergency room period. Apparently, Mr. Nichols does not like to go to doctors and is not very truthful about his body and what's going on with him. In the emergency room, wound was so bad that it was involving the bone already. He was diagnosed with osteomyelitis and subsequently with melanoma, with metastasis to the liver, lungs, lymph nodes, bones, blood. Blood cells, period. Patient used to weigh 200 pounds. He weighs less than 160 pounds at this time. He's eating very little. He has ADL dependency. He's able to go to the bathroom at this time by himself, but with much difficulty. He has diminished appetite. He eats very little. He's very depressed, very afraid of dying, and very concerned about his condition. But again, has been very reluctant to seek medical help. His wife tells me that they looked at some pictures that was taken at the beach in 2020, and even at that time he had skin changes consistent with melanoma on the right shoulder, period. Surgical problem, he's never had any surgeries. Medication includes lisinopril, 10 milligram, Ducalox suppository, levofloxacin 500, mycobutin, mycobutin, morphine 45 milligram in the morning, 45 milligram in the evening, 30 milligram in the, at night. He's also taken oxycodone 5 milligram, 2 tablets every 8 hours, and Vistaril. Period. In the past, he used steroids for bodybuilding and was beginning, had sign of early dementia. He has had few falls and is a high risk of falls, period. Family history, no cancer, strong family of heart disease, aneurysm, and father and uncles. Mom died of old age. Also history of prostate cancer in the present in the family. Patient was there. Under social, put down he's been married since 2008, has one child, 2 kids from that he helped raise of his wife. He used to own a bolt and a nut company, B-O-L-T and a nut, N-U-T company. He sold that in 2017 and started a nursery and a tree farm. He has been a heavy drinker in the past. He does not smoke. Allergy, no drug allergy reported. COVID immunization unknown. On exam, we find Jerry to be awake. He's alert. He's in pain. He just received his pain medications at this time. He's a febrile. His blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 82, respiration is 18. Heart pulses 1 plus is 2, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft. There's dressing present on the right shoulder. I have seen and evaluated the pictures. Lower extremity shows no edema, no evidence of DVT. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry. He's able to move all 4 extremities. Assessment, here we have a 67-year-old gentleman with end-stage melanoma with metastasis to the liver, lungs, lymph nodes, and bone, as well as brain. Period. Patient has minimal appetite. He's not a candidate for chemotherapy and or immunosuppressive therapy at this time. Patient is in dire need of palliative care and hospice to help with pain management and to help with his advanced cancer and help his wife taking care of him at home, period. Patient at this time does have a hospital bed, period. I am going to discuss an antidepressant, i.e. possible Zoloft, 50 milligram once a day, with the hospice medical director to order that and to increase his pain medication to 45 milligram morphine ER BID along with oxycodone 5 milligram for breakthrough pain to control his pain. Patient is expected to die in 6 months, given his advanced melanoma and stage 4 melanoma with wide metastasis, wildly metastatic disease, let's put it that way. Findings were discussed with patient at length and wife before leaving their residence. Thank you.